Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
And this is live on the power cam.
Let's go, man.
This guy is crazy.
Get off the ground! 10-0, 10-0.
From around the world. And across the country.
He's in the woods.
From your own backyard. This is the reality of law enforcement today.
Look at that! Come on!
For the next 60 minutes,
look out.
You'll be a witness.
Shut your truck off.
You'll see everything an officer sees.
Magic.
The fastest pursuits. The scariest shootouts. The most extreme and unusual crimes.
I need some help.
Ever captured on video. Police and news gathering agencies around the world have sent us this footage.
It's sparking pretty good.
Because they want you to see for yourself the insanity of criminal behavior. Because only when you've seen how it happens and why it happens can you make sure it doesn't happen to you.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. In my 27 years in law enforcement, I've seen a lot of bad guys who thought they were unstoppable. But in the end, they were outdriven, outsmarted, and outclassed by officers like these. So stick around. You're gonna see how it happens.
Denver, Colorado.
Helicopter calling out. Heavy officer. Parallel.
A man hits the road in a turbocharged 4x4.
Sheriff, watch helicopters up below.
But this is no romp in the mountains. The guy behind the wheel is wanted on drug charges, and he has no intention of stopping.
Suspect wanted in narcotics, armed with a weapon, use caution.
Armed, dangerous, and desperate, the driver terrorizes the streets in his cherry red SUV.
Be careful, be careful.
With its straight six engine in overdrive, the beefy Jeep starts to pull away. Police decide to take him off the road. Seconds later, opportunity knocks.
Okay, we got him, Rob. Sideways into a building.
An officer breaks away from the pack and delivers a precise punch. The injured Jeep swings wide and slams into a building. The foolish suspect still thinks he can get away. But that's not gonna happen. Incredibly, no one was injured in the pursuit.
Very easily, this car could have wound up inside the building. And as it is, I don't know how that didn't happen.
Gutsy vehicles like this SUV are built to take the hard knocks. But while they can stomp through streams and tear through terrain, they're no match for a hard-hitting pit maneuver. Shawnee County, Kansas.
6-3-2-1 in Croco.
Deputies pull over a driver for speeding and running a red light.
Turn off the car!
This man already has two strikes against him.
You better turn off the car!
On top of that, he's got a bad attitude.
What for?
Because.
What are you pulling over for?
Because you blew a stoplight. You blew a stoplight. You better turn it off.
I was halfway through the light when it was yellow. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Okay. You were doing 90 miles per hour then.
You did not clock me. Show me that you clocked me, sir.
The driver then makes a ridiculous claim and a stupid move.
I can't turn my car off.
The man acts like his car has a mind of its own. But he's the one who's flooring the pedal.
Stoplight violation is also driving recklessly.
The officers keep a tally of the driver's violations.
And stoplight violation. And go ahead and mark him down for turn signal violation.
If there was any question about his guilt before, there sure isn't now. After After nearly losing control of his car, the driver finally decides to pull over.
He's putting on his brakes.
The deputies jump out, ready for more trouble.
Best get out of that car and get on the ground.
But the man has his driver's license out and ready. He's trying to play it cool, but the officers aren't in the mood.
Get out of the car. Get on the ground. Right there, on the ground.
Now, the once defiant driver sings a very different tune.
Please, sir. I did not want to get on your nerves like that. I've never seen you guys wrong.
But for these deputies, the man's pleas are too little, too late.
Come on, man.
Get in the car.
Please don't be mad at me.
Bartlesville, Oklahoma. A man with no criminal record has just stolen a car. He comes dangerously close to hitting this big rig. Then recklessly shoots down the center divider. Officers soon learn why the suspect is willing to take such incredible risks. He's sky high on methamphetamine. All at once, the man accelerates, reaching unbelievable speeds. The deputy's car has trouble keeping pace. Now the drug-crazed driver has a real chance of escaping. Up ahead, officers lay down spike strips.
All right, we got him, man. No, hold on.
They fail to stop the man. But now the deputy has the brake he needs to catch up. Within seconds, he's back on the suspect's tail. Suddenly, the left front tire blows off the man's vehicle. The exposed rim acts like a giant flint, carpeting the pavement with sparks. The suspect tries to shake the officer, but his thrashed car is no match for the powerful police cruiser. The elusive driver throws up a thick veil of embers and smoke. Remaining focused, the deputy breezes right through. Then, the doped-up runner nearly loses control of his vehicle. Somehow, he's able to regain command of the car, rocking in ahead as though nothing is wrong. The deputy has a good idea of where the man is headed, until... he swerves right, rolling onto the off-ramp. Pursuing the suspect has just become deadlier than ever. This speed freak is now blazing into a quiet neighborhood. He tears through front lawns. If anyone were to step out of their house, the outcome could be tragic. Officers plan ahead, blocking off some residential intersections. The suspect makes one more evasive turn. Before realizing how dangerous the chase has become.
Okay, they're stopping. We're stopping.
The deputy approaches the car, and for the suspect, reality suddenly comes crashing down like a ton of bricks.
Sir, I'm scared.
You got
a lot
to be scared of now.
This young man didn't have a record. He was by all accounts a model citizen. But all that fell apart when he took drugs and stole a car on impulse. Now a few bad decisions will turn this 15-minute chase into 15 years. Coming up.
He's riding on ramps.
On World's Wildest Police Video. He's drunk.
Hey, be careful.
He's armed.
It's a shotgun he's got in his hand there.
And he's bearing it all. They're running from police who can see in the dark.
No way he's gonna get away from him.
It's real crime and real criminals.
This is the craziest thing we've seen.
Now they're exposed.
Drunks behind the wheel are always unpredictable. Sometimes they're just plain bizarre.
Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Not only is the driver of this pickup truck drunk, he's carrying a loaded rifle.
But that's not the strange part. Except for a pair of cowboy boots, he's totally naked. The truck weaves haphazardly down this rural highway, driving into oncoming lanes, skirting the shoulder, and almost losing control. Brash and buck naked, the driver throws trash out the window and makes unflattering gestures. It's no laughing matter. This delusional driver might be unclothed, but he's not unarmed. He could start firing his rifle or kill another motorist in a head-on collision. Ahead, spikes are deployed, but officers fear it won't stop a man like this.
This guy's the kind of guy that's gonna run on rims.
Deputies slow down to avoid the spikes.
Because you don't want to run over them.
But the drunken desperado sails right over them. At first, his shredded tires don't make much difference.
He doesn't have any tires, but he's still eastbound.
But finally, police force the pickup to pull over.
He's pulling over.
Officers take position and demand that the suspect surrender. But the driver refuses to cooperate. Police don't know if he's passed out or loading his rifle, so they unleash their special weapon, the police dog. After repeated warnings, they send the dog in to fetch the driver.
Get out of the vehicle. Get out of your vehicle.
Incredibly, the man still refuses to leave his truck.
We got a gunpoint on.
Police immediately surround the vehicle.
Put your hand on the top of your head.
An officer opens the driver's door and yanks the suspect out of the truck. Police call off the canine and place the driver in handcuffs.
You got him.
He's led away as fast as his boots will carry him. This driver was as crude as he was new. But police met his naked aggression.
This guy's the kind of guy that's gonna run on rims.
With some aggression of their own. And they made sure the next thing he wore was prison blues. Newcastle, Australia. A local hotel and watering hole hosts a big bash on their last night of business. As the rowdy crowd spills into the streets, police arrive to keep the scene under control. But they're several six-packs too late. A surly group of patrons begins protesting the show of force. The crowd joins in. This once spirited celebration explodes into a full-scale riot. The officers struggle to do their job while dodging the beer cans that rain down on them. The rioters are relentless. The massive crowd seems to have a life of its own. Just when it looks like it can't get any more chaotic, the wild herd turns it up a notch. They overturn a police vehicle and set it on fire. As the inferno rages, the people scatter. Police use this moment of confusion to regain control. They're finally able to make some critical arrests, which sobers up the bystanders. With the streets in rubble, the head of the riot squad can't believe how far things went.
I think it was the closing of the hotel, the type of patrons that patronize the hotel, they were just all upset, I think. We didn't expect anything like that to happen tonight.
Tonight was supposed to be a fond farewell to a popular hangout. But when a handful of hoodlums decided to stir up some trouble, the raging party turned into a dangerous free-for-all, leaving police and the community to pick up the pieces. Salt Lake City, Utah. A pair of teens in a stolen truck rely on the cover of night. The thieves threaten to lose ground units with dangerously high speeds.
And we're at 100 miles an hour.
Luckily, the state troopers don't have to tackle this one alone.
Looks like we have a helicopter.
Statewide, Sheriff Sir One's with you.
The sheriff's helicopter is equipped with forward-looking infrared technology, or FLIR. Their bird's-eye view gives the advantage back to the officers.
No way he's gonna get away from them.
The suspects spot the helicopter and floor it.
Oh! Did he hit a car?
The officers strategize to get them off the road. Then the troopers get help from an unlikely source. The suspects themselves.
Oh, he's going through the field. He's gonna go through the field.
The rugged truck tries to carve its way through a field.
I just bury it here.
But this all-terrain vehicle bogs down in the brush.
Helicopter's with him. Passenger is running westbound. Driver still in the truck.
Two are out. Two are out.
Correct that. They're both westbound in the trees. You get up on the median there, you'll get them both.
Frantically, the suspects push their way through the thicket. But it's no use.
K-9's got him.
Moments later, the situation is under control.
Both suspects now have two officers. Both suspects are proned out. Looks to be a code 4 at the moment.
These teenage truck thieves thought they could slip into the night and speed away.
Oh,
but police have ways of seeing in the dark.
Looks like we have a helicopter.
Yeah, I've got good visual. We're looking good.
A lesson these boys learned the hard way.
Copy, thank you, everyone, for your assistance.
Coming up on World's Wildest Police Video.
There goes the suspect. He falls onto the freeway.
Strange and unusual suspects.
Please don't arrest us.
A highway robber blows a free meal. A high-strung mother blows a fuse.
I'm tired of these speeding tickets.
A high-speed driver blows a tire. Unleashed.
Shoot.
And unraveled.
You just take me in.
Next.
Come on, take me in. You just take me in.
Out on the road. Officers don't know what they're going to see.
Red.
Or who they're going to meet.
Help!
Shoot.
They only know that they have to expect the unexpected. Police officers don't like to take people to jail for minor offenses, especially if it separates a mother from her child. Austin, Texas. An officer pulls over a woman for speeding. Also on board, her little girl.
Yes, ma'am, you were speeding.
When it's clear the woman is about to get a ticket, she suddenly snaps.
Just take me in, okay? I'm tired of these speeding tickets.
Ma'am, just try to calm down.
No, I can't afford it.
Ma'am.
Take me in.
Ma'am, calm down.
Just
you're scaring your daughter.
Take me in.
It's not the driver's first moving violation, and it's not the first time her daughter has seen this kind of behavior.
Please, I don't want to.
Ma'am. Calm down, you're scaring your daughter.
Let it go to jail. That's okay, we're going to jail. Come on, take me in. You just take me in. Please don't take us to jail.
I'm not.
The officer's reassurance has little effect.
I don't have any money, do you understand? I have no money to pay for that.
6415 on Bastrop.
Ma'am, stay in the car.
Take me in.
Come on back here with me.
Take me in.
Stay in the car.
I don't want
stay in the car. I'm not
I'm
gonna take her to jail. Stay in the car.
I don't want my
I'm not
to
gonna
go.
Take her to jail. Stay in the car.
I don't want my
the child pleads her mother's case.
Please.
It's all the officer can do to keep these two under control and out of danger.
Ma'am.
Hey,
hey, little girl, come here. Ma'am, you need to put your child in the car before she gets run over.
You can shove that stop leaving right now.
But when the woman tries to leave, the situation goes from bad to worse.
Ma'am, turn the car off.
No.
Turn the car off.
Come and get me.
I'm not going to tell you again. Give me the keys now.
Help! Help! Help!
Turn the car off. I'm telling you, turn the car off.
Hey!
Now, get out of the car. Get out.
Arrest me. Go
turn around.
Arrest
I'm going
me.
To.
Finally, the officer produces handcuffs. Maybe arresting her will calm her down.
I've had enough.
Oh, arresting me.
Turn around.
Ticket. Don't!
You sign it?
This.
Okay, you sign it. Be on your way. No, nothing else, okay? You just need to
need to
Still,
call
the
now.
Mother refuses to comply.
Right. Just need your signature
I don't
on the exit.
I'm gonna sign it.
Look, you either sign it or you can come with me.
Okay, what do you want to...
It's clear by now just who the adult in this relationship really is.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Sign it,
because
sign
he was
it.
Lying to me. I didn't speak.
Sign it. I want to go.
Sadly, the officer can't fix the family. All he can do is hand the mother the ticket and pray that the woman will cool down and slow down for the sake of her child.
Sure. Take care.
Claremore, Oklahoma, in pursuit of a driver who's not only drunk, he's raging on crystal meth.
One white male suspect.
Officer Buddy Cook is sent in to stop the drug-crazed suspect.
Yeah, good. I hope he doesn't hurt somebody.
But it's not going to be easy. Right now, the man is headed straight for a construction zone.
Construction in the road. I believe we got him here.
Cook floors it, trying to get ahead of the suspect. But he doesn't make it.
Yeah, that vehicle just took off.
The alcohol and drugs make the man feel invincible. He swerves towards oncoming traffic and barely swerves back in time. Moments later, he does it again. And nearly avoids two head-on collisions. Officer Cook stays right with him. This speed demon has pushed his car to the breaking point. It begins to smoke. Cook knows this chase can't last much longer. But there's a problem. Oil from the suspect's car splatters on Officer Cook's windshield. He tries his wipers, but it only makes the situation worse. Much worse. It's a nightmare. Trying to pursue a suspect you can barely see. Cook knows the driver will stop at nothing, and that includes an upcoming roadblock.
Okay, just ran the roadblock.
But within moments, the suspect's car finally gives out.
Off the main street.
Officer Cook quickly places him in custody. Turns out he's got reason to run. He's got a record. This dangerous dopehead may have thought he was home free, but in the end, he was no match for the determination of Officer Buddy Cook, who stuck with the suspect.
Okay, he just ran the roadblock.
No matter how sticky things got. Village, Oklahoma. An officer stops a pizza delivery man for speeding.
Turn off the motor, please.
A curious canine wanders onto the scene. He scopes out the situation while the officer questions the driver. Though amused at first, the officer finally sends this pesky pooch on his way.
Shoot.
But the dog smells something too good to resist, a pepperoni pizza. With the officer away writing the ticket, the odds are even. The dog goes for it. But the savvy delivery man has other plans for that pepperoni. The driver gets his citation and says goodbye. The officer checks the dog's license and gives him a warning. He'll have to go home and get his own food. Coming up.
Okay, Rick!
On World's Wildest Police Videos.
Oh, that's just incredible.
Sir.
The wrong people just say no. A reckless driver won't stop.
Let's try and get by him again, but be careful.
A religious mob won't back down.
So I'm on video, right?
A frisky drunk.
Highway patrol.
Just won't listen.
Whatever.
They're breaking the rules and breaking the law.
Oh, are you gonna arrest me?
Next. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
Let's try and get by him again, but be careful.
Can you see the tip of the pen?
How do you expect me to do that?
Fighting the law. No matter how hard you hit, how fast you run.
This guy's going at least 100 miles an hour.
Or how tricky you get.
Will you take a preliminary breath test?
She does highway patrol.
When you push too far, police will push back. Dooley County, Georgia. Police officers pursue a car thief on the run.
He's still moving.
Let's try and get by him again, but be careful.
But suddenly, the suspect loses control.
Watch out here, watch out here.
It's unlikely that anyone could survive a wreck like this.
Okay, he's wrecked.
Be careful.
Except for this incredibly lucky suspect.
All right, we got him.
Seasoned officers see fatal car crashes all too often.
Okay, he's wrecked.
But once in a while, they get to witness a startling survival. Hudson, Florida. A woman seems to be having trouble starting her car. A closer look soon reveals why.
What happened when you were driving the car?
It may not seem like it right now, but this woman is a very lucky drunk.
Have my little piece of paper.
I want you to watch my finger.
Moments ago, she drifted blindly across opposing lanes of traffic. Fortunately, the only thing she hit was a thin metal railing.
Well, you're not going anywhere.
I am not going to be fit for that.
When police arrived on the scene, it didn't take long to realize what they were dealing with. The woman is even more smashed than her car. She remembers nothing.
No, I didn't drive. Wrong, you are wrong.
She even gets annoyed at the cops for detaining her.
Good. Thank you.
Well, well.
Good. Have a seat in your car.
Considering how drunk she is, it seems it was only a matter of time before she had an accident.
I drink. Oh, that's legal.
Tonight, she was lucky that the only casualty...
You are wrong.
...was a handrail. One of the last places you'd expect a conflict is in a cemetery. But when it comes to religious traditions, tempers can flare, and police can get caught in the middle. In the Russian Ukraine, a religious group is oppressed by authorities. For political reasons, they're refused permission to bury a priest in a special cemetery, and the government has ordered police to keep these people off the grounds. Led by a bishop, the mourners gather at the gate, demanding entry. Following orders, the police react with force. The tension skyrockets when rival political factions join in, using the clash as an excuse for mayhem. That's when street fights break out and the political extremists assault the officers. Overwhelmed and outnumbered by the nationalist mob, police are forced to call in the Spetsnaz, an elite riot and SWAT team. The Spetsnaz make no distinction between rioters and priests. Their only job is to restore order at all costs. In this frenzied atmosphere, dozens are arrested, including the bishop. The rioting comes to an end, and the body is buried elsewhere. In a part of the world ravaged by strife and turmoil, police are often faced with difficult choices. Today, they made the wrong choice, and the result was chaos, reminding everybody that in some countries, what's legal and what's right are two different things. Billings, Montana. The woman in this truck has been pulled over for driving on the wrong side of the road.
Would you be willing to do some sobriety tests for me? No, I'm not kidding.
She knows that she's drunk, and she wants to find an easy way out of this. The driver hints that she has connections.
Well, my brother-in-law's a cop. Hell, why not?
The officer isn't impressed. So the woman decides to show off her knowledge of police procedure.
Want me to go like this?
Well, hold on. Come back here so we get out of the road.
So I'm on video, right?
Yes, you are.
Oh, yes, I am.
The officer tries to explain the sobriety test, but the woman doesn't feel the need to listen.
My brother-in-law's a cop. I know what to do.
Okay, can you see the tip of this pen okay?
The driver realizes her connections aren't panning out, so she decides to try another tack, flirtation.
God, you're cute.
Thank you. Can you turn your face this direction, please?
I can't.
Okay, face me if you would.
Okay.
Okay, can you see the tip of the pen?
You like me, right?
Can you turn your shoulders this way?
The officer is sticking to procedure, and this frustrates the woman.
Okay, I want you to follow that with your eyes and only your eyes and don't move your head. You understand?
I have four kids. How do you expect me to do that?
Can you just watch the tip of this pen for me, okay?
I'm watching it. Whatever. You know, this is bull.
Can you stand right there on my light, please?
I'm a little heifer. I can do what I want.
It's obvious this woman isn't going to cooperate. In fact, she's about to get as uncooperative as possible.
Highway Patrol.
Okay, why don't you stand right there for me and face my car?
Feel the splits and say, leave.
Are you going to do these tests or not?
I can do what I want. Here.
The officer has had enough. He calls in to dispatch.
She's staggering around. Her speech is slurred. She's not cooperating for these tests.
The woman makes one final attempt to get on the officer's good side.
She's kind of cute.
Thank you. Will you take a preliminary breath test?
No.
But with this refusal, she forces the officer's hand.
Oh, are you going to arrest me?
Yes, I am.
Try as she might.
God, you're cute.
This drunken diva just couldn't get a break.
Highway Patrol.
Even when she took her act on the road.
Feel the splits and say, knee.
Okay, well, we'll skip this one then.
Tony.
Coming up on World's Wildest Police Video.
That is just amazing.
Canine crime.
And I've already called about this actually twice.
A stolen sedan.
Is this your car?
No, this isn't my car.
A pair of pooches. And a dubious deputy.
I ain't never seen a dog grab the car.
Who dares to ask the tough question.
Yeah.
Who's been driving?
Next. Rathdrum, Idaho. A known drug dealer flees along a lonely stretch of forest road.
8%.
The man has methamphetamines in his car, and he's not about to get caught with the evidence. So far, all the officer has to do is follow the trail of contraband. When the suspect sees the cruiser still behind him, he starts getting desperate. The man swerves repeatedly into oncoming lanes, trying to cause an accident. The officer calls for backup.
Okay, offering backup.
Other cruisers charge into the action, trying to steer the drug dealer away from town. But this guy refuses to be intimidated. He barrels toward a police roadblock at full throttle. With a crank of the wheel, he lays rubber and dodges the barricade.
We're coming right into town now.
Ahead, the suspect sees more cruisers waiting. He hits the gas again. This time, the officers are ready. Spike strips cover the roadway. Moments later, the driver's tire disintegrates beneath him.
The front left tire is gone.
Back outside of town, cruisers bear down on the crippled vehicle. The suspect knows it's time to take a chance. He leads a tail of police cars into the upper fork of a muddy road. When they clear the intersection, he rumbles down the embankment.
Pulling off the road. Stand by.
But with a missing tire, he can't get traction. He bogs down in the ditch, spinning his wheels. The officers rush in and make the arrest. They find a quantity of drugs in his car, along with a handgun the man had been trying to load. It's obvious he wasn't going down without a fight. When the shift is over and it's time to relieve the tension of a tough day's work, nobody loves a good practical joke more than cops. But how do you surprise somebody who deals with the bizarre and the unusual every day? You get a crew of master pranksters to set up hidden cameras everywhere. Then sit back and watch things unfold. Dooley County, Georgia. Rookie officer Benny Hunter is only minutes from ending his day.
Hey, how you doing?
When he's called to the scene of an unusual accident.
Is this your car?
No, this isn't my car.
Little does Hunter know, this is all a big joke, and everyone's in on it. The partner, the victim.
And I've already called about this actually twice.
Even the suspects. That's right, these two professionally trained border collies are the suspects.
He's on this part of town.
What happened?
These guys have been driving up and down this morning, quite back and forth for hours. and like doing stuff in the middle of the street, and finally they just, I mean, look what they did to my yard here. My mailbox is gone.
The deputy hears the man's story, but something seems off. He decides to get some clarification.
Who's been driving?
I'm not really sure. I think it was probably the black and white one.
The dog?
Yeah.
The dog's been driving the car.
Been flying up and down.
As ridiculous as the situation is, the deputy's first job is to find the truth.
Anyway,
identification.
I'm glad you find this. Yeah.
Trying to fully grasp what's going on, the officer asks a few basic questions.
Maybe that's what the second one's for. I don't know.
Then the strange gets even stranger. Deputy Hunter has dispatch run the plates. It turns out the car's been stolen. And from where?
About Cordell Animal Hospital. I'm serious. That's weird.
These guys are not just bad drivers. They're hardened criminals.
I'm telling you, man, it's the black and white one. You know. I'm not kidding. I stood and watched them go back and forth. I mean, when I called in originally, that's why I called. You know?
I mean, the deputy can't believe his ears, and probably shouldn't.
You know, in Atlanta, they don't let dogs drive. I don't know about down here.
I ain't never seen a dog grab a car.
Out of nowhere, a third officer arrives.
Am I running to you?
Yeah.
He's also in on the joke, and there's no way he's missing the punchline. Now, only one question remains. What to do? Suddenly, for the deputy, things aren't so funny. He has no idea how to handle the predicament. He gets the major's opinion.
You'll call.
Then he gets the man's opinion.
Well, I definitely want the prosecutor.
He even gives the driver a say. But ultimately, the decision is his.
Well, they look guilty or something.
The other officers wait for just the right moment.
Hey, come here.
The moment is now. They decide to let their colleague in on the joke.
You've been pranked, man. Oh, me.
The major reveals the many hidden cameras.
You look over there and wave. You look right in there and wave. You wave. You ain't got nothing there.
And now it's time to show the deputy who's responsible for all of this.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
Ray, hi.
Congratulations are given for a well-executed prank.
Good job, Cujo.
But in the end, Deputy Benny Hunter of the Dooley County Sheriff's Department has the last laugh.
I don't care what you say, I'm still going to charge him.
Coming up.
Ground speed's 122 miles an hour.
On world's wildest police videos.
The driver does have a gun.
Crime heats up.
Oh, that's just incredible.
And a getaway.
But then there goes the suspect. He falls onto the freeway.
Goes up in flames. Next. Hardened criminals will do anything to avoid capture. But when the rubber meets the road, they only get as far as their car will take them. Los Angeles, California. Morning rush hour. Two gang members in a stolen car run from the highway patrol.
You can see that red car there, in and out of the carpool lane, traveling at very, very fast. Ground speed's 122 miles an hour.
It's the last thing morning commuters want to see. A reckless and desperate driver speeding up behind them.
He's coming into a solid line of traffic here, where he's going to have to slow down here. He's driving on the shoulder there, passing all the cars. You can see very, very dangerous maneuver, very high speed maneuver.
Two highway patrol vehicles carefully follow the suspects. Using force now could have disastrous results. For the safety of everyone, the officers wait and watch.
You don't want too many police units in it, because all that does is add to the confusion.
The suspects try to put distance between themselves and the officers. If they could reach open road, they could get away while police are still caught in traffic.
But you can see, as soon as he gets a clear shot, he really accelerates.
More helicopters join the pursuit.
This guy's going at least 100 miles an hour.
These suspects are covered on the ground, in the air, and on video camera. That is, until the suspects enter the hills. Here, the radio signals are blocked by walls of solid rock, and communications begin to break down.
He's coming up,
Are we still getting a microwave signal?
But the ground units are still right behind them. Now that traffic is thinned out, the officers can switch to a more low-tech approach. Spike strips.
And here comes the spike strip being drawn across the freeway now. Here we go. And he hits it. He hits the spike strip.
The suspects hit the spike strips doing 90. It slows them down, but they keep running.
But he's still going. He's still going strong.
Within seconds, the tires peel off. They still keep running.
The tires have been completely stripped off. He's running on rims only.
The passenger has had enough.
Okay, passenger door is coming open. Passenger door is coming open, and there goes the suspect. He falls onto the freeway, right next to the CHB.
He bails out, and a cruiser is practically right on top of him.
And they're taking him into custody, but look, the driver keeps going. The driver keeps going.
Steel grinds on concrete as the suspect continues to drive on the rim. Even in the bright desert sunlight, sparks can be seen flying from the wheels.
And the vehicle is starting on fire, it looks like it. Oh, that's just incredible.
The back right wheel freezes up, and the driver keeps going.
How many times have we seen this? You don't get away.
The officers follow cautiously. They know the driver has a weapon, and they have to assume he'll use it.
According to the passenger that was let out and taken into custody, the driver does have a gun.
When the front wheel drive linkage snaps, the car finally stops.
The car is on fire. This guy is going to have to get out of the vehicle now.
The suspect comes out with his hands up and assumes the position. The officers take no chances as they pat him down and place him under arrest.
He says, I've had enough.
But it's not over yet. The wheel bursts into flames as an officer approaches the vehicle. The officers keep the blaze under control until firefighters arrive. From the busy traffic of an LA freeway at rush hour to the wide open edge of the Mojave Desert, the police followed these suspects by car, by helicopter, and satellite. Because when suspects are determined to run until their wheels fall off, officers will use every weapon in their arsenal to track them, to stop them, and bring them to justice.
In pursuit!
Godspeed's 122 miles an hour.
Just take me in!
Life on the beat. Where the straight and narrow meet the strange and unusual.
You got him.
Cops train hard.
Get on the ground!
So they're ready.
Well, got one running.
When push comes to shove.
He's wrecked.
Or when something.
Who's been driving?
Just doesn't add up. But at the end of the day, the hard knocks and the heartache.
I cannot afford it!
Just make police work.
He's all over the road.
More challenging.